This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry today. Thank you for listening. First, we go to the South, where violent tornadoes struck several states this weekend, at least 17 people dead in the path of the twisters. Arkansas reported some of the worst damage, with extensive damage reported to several towns. More storms are expected in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Kim Severson is the Atlanta bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. She's covered severe weather like this extensively throughout her career, but these storms, which came during the night, can be among the most unpredictable.
That's the scariest thing. I've covered a lot of tornadoes in my time down here, and during the day, people feel at least like they have something of a fighting chance. Most people are awake. They're able to get into shelters or see the storm coming. When they come in the evening like this, it's a long night when you're waiting to figure out exactly which of your neighbors were hit and how much damage is done, particularly in smaller communities where people know each other, and a tornado can really do widespread damage to a small community.
Kim Severson, do we know anything about the quality of the early warning system here? Were people aware that they were coming even though it was nighttime? Did they have time to get to safer ground or get out of the path of the twisters?
Well, lots of Twitter feeds went out. Certainly people this day and age are not listening for sirens so much anymore. They're watching social media or they're watching the TV news, and the advances in weather forecasting are such that they can pinpoint when and how a tornado is going to hit with amazing accuracy. So I saw my Twitter feed a lot of immediate warnings, take shelter now. I follow a lot of people who are meteorologists and government officials in Arkansas. So it was amazing, the flurry of Twitter feeds that came out. So one presumes that worked. I think we'll probably find out more today.
When does the tornado season normally start? You mentioned it's been a light tornado year, despite the size of the devastation this morning.
Right. The 2014 tornado season only saw its first fatality on Sunday in North Carolina, when a tornado came through. 11-month-old boy was killed on Sunday when the house fell on his family. There were about 200 homes hit in Greenville. That was a really early, rather a later storm season for us down here for tornadoes. I don't know if you remember, in 2011, there were just devastating storms, killed more than 300 people in Alabama. Of course, Joplin in 2011. 2012 was a terrible season as well. So this has been a surprisingly light season, but we are certainly bracing for more storms to come through here in the next couple of days.
Kim Severson, Atlanta bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you.
We take you now to the ground in Baxter Springs, Kansas, where an estimated 60 to 70 homes have been destroyed this weekend by a devastating tornado. Now, Baxter Springs is just 15 miles from Joplin, Missouri, where we all remember the tornado that ravaged that town in May of 2011. Shannon Halligan is there covering the story. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Dad.
What's the latest? What are you seeing?
Well, I just talked to a family woman and her husband who have five kids, the youngest 9 weeks old, and they barely made it out of their home, just with a few bumps and bruises. But it's really amazing because this tornado just went straight through their home. It was about three blocks wide, so a lot of people affected by this, and like you said, 60 to 70 homes, as well as possibly 20 to 25 businesses that were destroyed by this tornado that hit at around 5:45 Central Time yesterday.
Shannon, does that mean that a lot of people managed to get out of the way? I'm wondering what the early warning system was like there.
Yeah, well, talking to the sheriff in Cherokee County here yesterday, he said that they were prepared for the past couple of days because they knew that this system was going to be a dangerous one. So a lot of people were kind of keeping an eye out. Luckily, it did hit around 5:45, so it wasn't in the middle of the night. So people did have a chance to, try and get to safety. And the sirens were going off, but still a lot of people, they don't really believe that it's going to hit until it actually does, even though Joplin is 25 minutes away from here, and that's where we stayed last night. But a lot of people saying brings back a lot of memories from Joplin.
And have storm protection infrastructure aspects been beefed up since Joplin? There were also the horrible tornadoes in Oklahoma last year. Afterward, lots of calls for more storm shelters, stronger schools, stronger buildings. Has any of that stuff happened around Baxter Springs in the area there?
You know, I think that these homes did have basements, whereas in Oklahoma, I think there wasn't as much of a prevalence of basements there. But here, I think that a lot of the homes are older. There were some homes that are, you know, older buildings from the 1870s even. But even brick buildings were just turned to rubble in some of these cases. So in terms of building structure, I think that with this, they'll continue to rebuild with stronger homes. But before this, I don't think that was something that people made an effort to change ahead of time.
Shannon Halligan is a reporter for KSHB on the ground there for us in Baxter Springs. Shannon, thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.